hey.
That was an amazing guttural hey.
I was saying,
welcome to Autastic, everybody. That was the manly Kirk Smith.
Hey, guys.
This is the Comedian's Guide to Autism. I'm Graham Kay.
We are two
stand-up comedians who have autistic family members. He's got an 18-year-old son. Used to be 17. Made it all the way to 18. He's killing it, crushing it.
Sequential.
Getting bigger and stronger.
Too big.
And I got a 33-year-old bro on the higher functioning scale. And Kirk's son is a little more severe.
That's true.
But a happy guy, loves his scooter.
I don't love him less than you love your brother.
That's true.
A lot of love.
That's an episode we talked about that too.
That's true.
Anyway.
Episode 74, guys.
This is episode 74.
Woo! Great things happened in 1974.
What?
My birth.
God, you're old.
I know. I wish I was born 74. 64. So I was born.
I'm
just joking.
No, it's 74. As he says this, he is. I'm not kidding, guys. He is sitting across from me with ice packs on his back and his shoulder.
A lot of basketball was played yesterday.
Did you? How'd you do?
It was playoffs and we won. I had 25. We did well.
25 in a men's league playoff.
It's not bad. I think score was like 50.
It's
so.
Sheer will, everybody. He just tries harder than these young men because he knows he's only got a couple years left.
We had a guy who last night was complaining and he was like, well, I might as well just go. It's like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I'm like, well, you can go. But I'm staying. I'm going to win. I'm not leaving. What are you talking about?
A guy on your
weirdo?
Team?
Weirdo, yes.
Because you were ball hogging?
No, because he didn't play well and he got in an argument with somebody else. And no, we've got another guy who ball hogs. I'm not really the, no. I had 8 shots yesterday. Yeah, 7 for 8. Went
for
the line a little bit. Yeah, I don't shoot that much. It's a team sport, Graham.
It sure is.
Had a few threes. I think I had 4 threes. It was good.
Look at you.
I don't know how we got distracted.
Basketball cast. Men's league basketball cast.
I've had more than one girl say, I think you love basketball more than anything.
That's fair.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. But basketball is very loyal.
Mm-hmm. You are covered in ice. But
fair
anyway.
I've got 3 years left, Graham. I'm getting the most out of it.
This is our podcast. We're going to do first. This is the final segment, final episode in our 5-part series of you when you went up to some place outside San Francisco.
Palo Alto.
And went to Jill Escher's conference.
Stanford University.
At Stanford University.
Yeah.
And talked to a bunch of people in the autism world.
We just thought it'd be interesting to talk about to people that this is a conference aimed at adult people with autism. And so different. We talked to a couple of people in the housing, and we talked to Jill, who's doing her thing. And we talked to a lady who's training autistic people with the police. And we talked to a young man who has autism, who's a CPA, and he's trying to encourage people. And this is our last segment.
You did a great job, man.
Thanks, man. This is a... When you make it big and you have your sitcom, you're going to cast me as the mailman. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I just did the pistols at him for you people that can't see on the podcast.
He's going to be the mailman that appears in one episode.
That looks directly into the camera and waves. Hey, guys, book me in the Midwest at the Funny Bone.
I hope they do. So you, for our week in review, very exciting. Very exciting. Big news. Big news for old Kirky Smith. He is flying on an airplane to see his son who lives in Sweden.
That's the best way to fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could be...
hot air balloon?
Could be a balloon.
Blimp?
Could be in a blimp.
Helicopter would be nice.
You could... I don't think that would be nice.
Not to Sweden, but just in general. I wouldn't mind a helicopter.
You ever been on a helicopter?
No. How is it?
I don't know.
No.
I don't have that helicopter money yet.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Go to Sweden for Christmas, driving down to Germany.
Santa Claus.
To Bavaria. Saint Nicholas. Where is that? I've looked this up. Is it German? Where is Saint Nicholas?
Saint Nicholas.
Where's the history
from
that?
You will not believe it. Guess.
I guessed Germany already, but.
Take one more wild guess. Think outside the box.
Outside the box. Turkey.
Yes.
Okay, I think I had heard this.
You must have.
Yeah.
I've been there.
To Turkey?
Yes.
Or to
and I've been to Turkey, and I've been to the place where St. Nicholas is from. Now, I think he may have gone all over the place and made his name in Europe. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I may have been drunk. But
I'm guessing, yeah.
It was really bizarre. I was in Turkey, and then there was this giant, you know, Turkey was hot.
Yeah.
And there was this giant statue of Santa Claus. Like you know, I've the North American Americans.
Yeah, I've only been to Istanbul. I've never really traveled in Turkey.
Isn't Istanbul nice?
Istanbul's amazing. The Bosporus is one of the most crazy.
It's magical, incredible. And
it's really wild.
Like, yeah.
I wrote a chapter about this in my book about a crazy party. And yeah, in my book, it's got the edited version of that party. But wow, that was a wild, wild place.
His book, which is about autism.
And traveling. I'd say it's about both. A little bit of autism, a little bit of traveling. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Called Rice Krispies with Ketchup.
That's it. Shameless plug in my own podcast.
If Why not? Interested. Why not?
The podcast is free. You could buy the book. Sure.
Sure. But anyway, you are going to go visit your son, and you get so excited when you are about to go visit him because you don't get to see him as much as you'd like, him living in a different continent and everything. But I will say this, from my perspective,
what do you got?
You do a good job of getting out there.
I think it's like my fifth time this year. I'm trying to think. It's been a few times now.
Yeah. That's good.
So I'm trying.
You're not a millionaire.
No.
But you're making it out there, man.
I'm doing my best, man.
This guy loves his son, and it's very evident, and I'm excited for you.
Should be good. About a month, I think. Should be good.
That's longer than I thought. That's amazing.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah, three. A little, anyway, and we'll drive down to, I'm driving him down 1,000 miles to Bavaria to see my sister. We're doing a big family thing out there.
How's that drive going to be?
I've done it before. It's
But with JJ,
it's going to be a lot of potty stops, I'm thinking. It's going to be good.
Yeah, he's okay with those long drives?
He really likes the car, so he likes driving.
Great.
If he has his equipment, if he's got his, you know, his iPhone, or not his iPhone, his, what is that, MP3 player and a charger, yeah, then we're okay.
Well, great.
If we don't, there might be a problem.
Sure. Now, I can't remember exactly how this works. I know we've discussed it, but if there is a pit stop, do you have to go to the bathroom with him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he likes to pull his pants all the way down at the urinal.
That's fine.
It's fine, but if you're a public urinal, there's two men standing next to him. One has his pants all the way around his ankles, and he's in the urinal, and his hairy bottom's out. It's a little bit off. You know, people get
Who
little...
Who cares?
I get the looks.
People get it.
No, it's fine.
Who
but,
cares?
That's what we're doing. We're not going to not pee because people get upset.
So. Guy's got to pee.
You got to pee where you got to pee.
He likes to be free. Likes the breeze.
You got to get that air in there. I get it.
Do you remember what that felt like? We always used to do that when we were like 5, 4.
Pull your pants all the way down.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been a while. I got to be honest.
I remember liking it. I remember like, this is good. I remember being upset when it was a thing. People were like, you have to pull your pants up. I was like, really? Man.
I remember definitely the difference between peeing outdoors. Outdoors is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Something very liberating about it versus indoors.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it till about, what, 10, 11? Then everybody's like, you got to pee inside in the toilet.
35? Yeah. This weekend, maybe.
Depends on the neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Leaning up against the bar, just taking a pee.
Look, don't judge me.
I'm guessing there's stories here.
Hey.
That's a different podcast called Piss Test.
I'm not in jail.
There's been no prosecution. You have no evidence.
I just realized that I just got accepted for my green card, and I think my peeing outside days are over. I can't lose my green card for because I drank like too many beers and I got a whiz.
They have no proof. That reminds me of my cousin, my nephew. I remember I play Connect Four with him. If I beat him, he lets them all out real quick and goes, you have no proof. Every time line. I beat him, like, I win. He lets them all out. You have no proof.
That's really funny. That's a good line. That's a good line.
Like, you're a lunatic. You're 8. Where do you get this stuff? Crazy person.
The funny kid.
We got a great interview this week.
Yeah, really good one.
This lady is named Meg Fields, and she runs a center for kids who are on the spectrum but are not severe enough to get funding but still have some of the issues and are looking for outlets and to connect and to really just to form community.
Friendship. Friendship's a big deal. It's really hard to find somebody if you're on the autism spectrum that's on the same level as you.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, I can say that my brother's instance is that there's hardly anybody out there with his exact
it's a good fit
zone of autism.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how do you make friends? Peter's always compromising. trying to like get but on other people's level.
I have news for it, dude. We're all compromising.
You're right. But he's compromising a lot. You know what I mean? And I just think it's nice that...
You've been on dates. We're all compromising.
It's true. They're compromising when they look at me too. Don't worry.
Everybody's compromising on something.
Why does he keep burping? No, I'm good. But I just...
His hair looks good though.
Does it? Is
does.
It?
Good body today.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. You should see Graham's face light up. I wish we were taping this.
I really am happy.
He's falling asleep over here. Your hair looks great. His eyes open. Really?
Sorry.
The inner actor in him comes out. Really? Is that real?
I'm such a loser. I'm so...
No. It's great. Everybody likes a little compliment. But, hey, listen. Let's run this and then we'll talk. Here's the interview. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of A Comedian's Guide to Autism. Autastic. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and I have a severely autistic 18-year-old son. Graham K., your other host, is not here with me this week. I am in Stanford University. I am at the conference that Jill Escher, our roving reporter, puts together every year. This is our third year. And we're interviewing people. Right now, I've got sitting across from me Meg Fields. Meg, tell me a little about what you do and what your deal is here at this conference.
Great. Well, I've been here for 3 years in a row. Really appreciate all Jill's work. And I am the director of Aspen Network. And
tell me about Aspen Network. What do you guys do?
Well, it started as a camp. So I bought a really big house and I was in Truckee. And I didn't know what to do with it.
Somebody's got some money.
And then I didn't know what to do. And so I thought, it's so big and 20 acres. And I'll put some kids in it. And I happen to have a son with autism. So
that's convenient.
It was useful.
That kid's a gold mine.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the whole thing built on him. Who knew? And then I went ahead and we built this camp. And so we took people on the spectrum camping. This is an unusual thing. Actually, backpacking. They don't think they like camping mostly, but they had a blast. And so we went from 3 to 7 to 9 to 30. It just kept growing. And then they had so much fun, literally. And we have ages from 13 to 30. We do different things, and tons of staff. And they had so much fun, and it was so transformative to really be in the wilderness and bonding. They didn't want to go home.
Okay.
So literally 6 of them moved into my house, and I moved into my other littler house. And
really?
Then 12 of them ended up in the big house, and I had to move out of the little house.
So wait a minute. This is housing for kids on the spectrum or adults or both or what?
It will have to be over 18.
Okay, so adults.
Yes, and it's the non-regional center kids.
Okay.
It's Aspen Network, and it's for non-regional center kids. So it's really the lost boys, you know, and girls. But it's really for people who don't qualify, aren't getting services, they pass for...
So they're on the spectrum, but not severe enough to go through the regional center, is that what you mean?
That is correct.
Okay, got it.
And they are severely impacted in terms of executive function disorder and unable to launch from their homes.
What does executive function order mean?
Wow, that's a big question. And I just had Dr. Nancy Perry wrote the book on this.
Okay.
On executive function. But it's what most everybody comes onto from age 8 to 18 naturally. How do you plan, sequence, timing, prioritizing, all the things that make an adult?
Right.
Like you can create an event and make it happen and you can...
So what all of us actors in Hollywood are missing is what you're saying.
Exactly.
That's the executive
function. It's what makes you brilliant. It makes you brilliant and funny because the rest of us are so boring and organized. Yeah.
Successful and able to come up with your rent on time. I get it. I'm a lucky,
fussy,
poor
fussy,
man.
Fussy. I mean, just details.
Hey, I'm tall. You don't get it all. I'm tall
and
tall. Dumb.
Male and tall. Well, that's something. Two-thirds of the way there.
In the caveman days, I would survive. I'm tall. I could poke a spear at a bear or something. Nowadays, it just means I'm uncomfortable on a plane.
And you have social skill, too. Okay, so that's all three. Jen Johnson Tyler says they're just the three main money makers.
I'm close.
Male, tall.
Yeah, that's true. That is a
social
thing, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
it
that's
is.
Weird.
Yeah. That's a thing.
That does make me feel weird when people say that, though, because then I don't have money. Well, I'm like, holy crap, then I'm really messed up. If I'm tall and male, I still can't make it.
Honey, your money just hasn't rolled in yet. It just hasn't come yet. You're busy.
It's an escrow. All right. So you've got the Aspen Network.
So we started as a camp.
Okay, got it.
And then they really did so well, and their lives were so transformed. A few of them really, they didn't want to leave. So they moved into the house. So we became a residential place for people to rent from us and live. But
sounds like a frat house.
Exactly, because there's no overnight staff, and it's fun.
Oh, there's not. Okay.
And there are women, so it's not frat. It's like okay. mixture.
It's
and
a
the
dorm.
Women are very good balance. Very good. I'm also.
Women are the reason men take showers.
Like, no kidding. They.
No, seriously. Men make more of an effort if there's a woman like that might see them, even if they know it's like, yeah, but you never know. You never know. You never know. I better wear a clean shirt. That's what they think. That's how men think.
No question. No question. It's very apparent. Yes, it's very apparent. We love the women. We love the women. And so they're there. And I also really have a gigantic history at Psych Emergency at San Francisco General.
So you're a psychologist?
I am now. And I was okay. a psychiatric nurse in the psychiatric emergency room.
Psychiatric in San Francisco? There's no need for that. I'm sure you didn't have any patients there.
Not at all. And I didn't see anything. So because of that background.
I bet you had good stories.
In our great house, we can have people with different diagnoses.
Oh, right.
So executive function is the problem of not being able to create fun. And so if everyone in the house has a disorder of executive function, if they're all like Asperger's-y,
right.
Nothing gets done. You know, there's right. no fun. So you got to bring in the gals and or the guys that have anxiety disorders or different disorders. You can have a little bipolar thrown in there. You can have different things happening. So they have executive function. They know what movie they want to see, when they want to see it, how they want to get there. And they like get groups together. So we blend diagnoses.
Sounds like a community I've heard so
well,
much
that
about.
That is certainly what I'm trying to think about is only community. Because basically, if you have a disorder of executive function, you're always going to need somebody to be. You're accommodating executive function. It's not online. It's not coming online. Hello, moms yeah. and dads. They're really going to go to college and have four-year degrees, and that doesn't necessarily help. A lot of our kids have been at big, big-name schools, and they just, it doesn't matter. It's social that matters and being able to get along with people. And
I don't know. I get along with a lot of people. Still no money.
we got to get this paid.
I'm just joking. That's very interesting. I have a severely autistic 18-year-old. I don't think I've ever heard executive. It's amazing how much little we know about how little I know about everything. That's very illuminating, right? I never thought of that, but that's obviously a thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it's a huge thing.
I'm still trying to get my son to like dress himself, so we're still a couple steps behind, but he's getting closer. It's getting closer, and I guess executive function. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's probably why it isn't as apparent to you because.
There's other things. I was focusing on potty training. Yeah.
Well, you have
get the poop in the toilet.
Different yeah. path currently. Yeah. Yes.
Get the poop in the toilet. But yes. Yeah, I'm hoping he's 18 that when he's 38, we'll be dealing with something else. It won't be the same. Hopefully he's progressed and we're dealing with different problems. Yeah.
Like yeah, and peers of his own. See, that's really what Dr. Nancy
yeah,
Perry
friends
really
is something
talks
that's really tough.
Peers, yeah. true peers. So you don't hang out with people who aren't funny or who are like a billion years older than you. You hang out with your peers. You have yeah. people that you like, that you have shared interests with.
For me,
you
that I have fun with.
Common ground. Yeah. yeah. So like, that's who you want to be with. And so they want to be with people that they want to be with too.
Yeah. They don't want to hang out with mom and dad. What do you mean? I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough already.
My neurotypical daughter doesn't want to hang out with mom or dad either.
Exactly. Good for her. Hit the road. Yeah.
Oh, if only my kids wanted to hang out with me as much as my kids' friends want to hang out with me. That's a different discussion. tell us about where we can find you.
Great. Thank you. It's aspennetwork.net.
Okay.
We have a beautiful website and it'll tell you about the camp.
This
about
is based in the Bay Area of
correct.
Northern California.
Yeah,
okay.
East Bay, Arinda. And the camp is in Truckee. It's in okay. Truckee, Tahoe area.
Now, Truckee, I was going to say, isn't that by where there's snow right up
oh,
in Truckee?
Oh, it's gorgeous. But yeah. we go in the summer.
Ah.
So we go in July. And
is
that's
it by the lake?
Oh, we go on the lake. We sail on the okay. lake. We whitewater raft. It's gorgeous. But the Truckee place is at the Claire Tapon Lodge, which is in Truckee.
That's great.
Or Soda Springs, so to speak. So I'm Meg Fields. You can Google me. I have a phone number, 925.
You probably don't want to give out your phone number.
Don't put out your phone number, the boy says. Don't
I
do
I probably
it.
Wouldn't. You never
yeah,
know.
You never know.
You don't need to get the telemarketers coming. Website,
no.
Maybe an email address or Twitter. Are you doing any of that stuff?
Email address, yes. Yeah. Megfields.aspen@gmail.com.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is very
this is
interesting.
Wonderful what you're doing.
I think it's. Oh, thanks so much. It's very interesting. I really connect to the idea of trying to get young people in a community to make friends. That's one of those things I struggle with my son about. That I felt like I was joking earlier, but I always have had a lot of friends, and I thought it'd be, it never occurred to me, you know, you view everything through your own prism. So like, oh, maybe your kid won't be able to make friends. Didn't ever really even occurred to me. I know that sounds stupid, but it just didn't occur to me. Like,
oh, he's totally going to make friends, but he has to make.
But he hasn't yet.
With his own true peers.
Yeah, I know.
And Nancy Perry, and they have the Adaptive Living Center. They have beautiful places.
I think she's cutting you on the commission. You've mentioned her 5 times.
Well, she's my mentor. She's so on it. And she ran. She ran 15 years. This place where people who are regional center, right, and can't live independently, and will always need to have supervision, can live. And you know, they pair people in the wildest ways there. But it's about interest.
So you're saying I should have interviewed Nancy Perry. I get it.
Yeah. Well, you can later. But actually, just for your baby, you know, just for your baby, because he's gonna move. Going to move past these things.
That's what we're hoping.
And
one day at a time.
He's going to find his own place.
Yeah, his own place in this world, metaphorically and literally.
Amen to that.
Well, Meg Fields, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate your time. Good luck. And guys, look her up. Truckee Berry up by Donner Pass. The notorious Donner Pass, just joking. Up in Reno. Thank you so much, guys. And you can do it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
That's it.
She's so cool.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. I thought it was very interesting what she says about...
Also, another bravo to Kirk Smith. What a fantastic... Oh, another great interview.
I thought it was good. Thanks.
Buddy.
But I'm really uncomfortable with compliments, so my voice gets really high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting where she talks about bringing in the executive function thing. That was very interesting.
I didn't get it. That's the one part I was like, what?
The ability to make decisions. Some people have a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I really connected with, what I brought up before the interview is the friendship thing. I really think that's important.
Yeah.
And I like that they, in the center, they try and match people up.
Yeah.
And I like how they keep women in there, women and men.
Helps men shower.
Yeah, but I'm sure it helps women too. I mean, it goes both ways, you know what I mean? But I know that, Peter's very well behaved when there's ladies around, so not that he isn't always. He's definitely
a little more effort, though. We all put a little extra effort in.
He's a dude. Peter's such a dude. He's, you know. So I think it's just, and also it helps. People need to know how to talk to the opposite sex and not how and how to be appropriate.
Well, it's a much richer experience.
And it's a much real world, fuller experience and help them in the workplace and maybe not find a partner there, but maybe find a partner down the road because they have skills.
Yeah, and just being part of humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Teaching you and just having friends.
I agree.
Friends are so important. You need friends. You know, right, Kirk?
I'm with you, man.
Hey, you know, a few weeks ago, your son smashed a bunch of plates because he couldn't go to school because he needs his friends. He likes his friends. He likes being around people.
He definitely likes school.
He hurt his foot and he couldn't go and he got pissed.
Yeah.
He needs friends. He's got friends. You know, it's just important. We didn't talk about it then, but that's a bad, you know, it's a sort of a sad story. All your plates are broken and he got upset, but it is nice to know. Doesn't it make you feel good, though, that he likes school?
That part's great. And he'd fit right in a Greek wedding where you break all the dishes.
Sure. Just bring him along.
Opa!
He's the king of the Greek weddings. J.J. Smith.
Sounds Greek.
Yeah, he does. Justus Joanna Wiedewood Smith.
What's his name? Jacob Smith. Sounds Greek.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. Episode 74 in the bag.
Kirk, you were great.
You were great. Hair looks great.
Okay.
I wish you guys could see his face. Oh, it's funny.
Guys, go to autasticpodcast at Gmail and shoot us an email. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Give us suggestions if you have any. Find us on iTunes and share us. Of course you found us. You're listening to us. But share us with your friends. Give us a good rating. At Kirk Smith Comedy, at Graham K Comedy. At Graham K Comedy. There we go.
Guys, you can do it. Have a great week.
Oh, man, I just ran out of gas.
You can also donate $1 at patreon.com/autastic if you're up for that. But most importantly, guys, just share it. Thank you so much. Have a great week. You really, no, seriously, you can do it.
Thank you very much.